Clayton Knopf, followed by Dalton.
Welcome back to Busch Stadium. Brian and Tommy, where the Cardinals have jumped all over the Phillies in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Cards lead 6-2. Tommy Green got roughed up, but Jim Fregosi elected to leave him in. Dave Hollins will lead off the top of the sixth inning for the Phillies. Hollins 1-for-2 tonight. He's 2-for-9 on the series. Donovan Osborne still on the mound. Here's the 0-0 pitch. It's low for a ball. The count goes to 1-0.
I'll tell you what, Brian. Osborne certainly has calmed down here tonight. He's getting his pitches in there, and he's only given up two runs, which is a pretty good showing here for Osborne.
The 1-0 pitch. There's a swing. A chopper. Foul down the third base side. The count goes to 1-1 to the third baseman, Hollins. Hollins, of course, coming off the DL just 3 games ago. He broke his wrist 3.5 weeks ago against the Pirates. It healed quickly defensively. He's been playing well and offensively. Doing all right for a guy right off the disabled list. The infield plays deep, as does the outfield, respecting Hollins' power. Osborne, the 1-1 pitch. Another foul down the first base side. The count goes to 1-2 on Hollins.
Final in Baltimore. They beat Toronto 6-0. Seattle's leading Minnesota in the ninth, 5-2. Texas is leading Kansas City 4-1 in the sixth inning. California lost to Oakland 5-4. That's a final.
Struck him out on a big curveball. So Hollins grabs a sweet, steep, seat. He goes down swinging. That'll bring up Dutch Dalton. Dalton is 0-for-1 on the night with a walk. He's 1-for-8 in the series. Dalton comes into the game batting 253. It's lefty versus lefty. There's one out here in the top of the sixth inning. The Phillies now trailing the Cardinals by 4. The first pitch to Dalton is high for a ball.
Can you believe it, Brian? In the ninth inning, the New York Mets are leading the Colorado Rockies 7-1.
Wow, well, don't hold that to a final. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Dutch. That's in the dirt. The count goes to 2-0 to Dalton. Dalton, the leading NL All-Star vote getter in terms of catcher. He'll be a starter, as will probably first baseman John Kruk. Lenny Dykstra will also be at it. He's in fourth. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Dalton. That's over for a called strike. A good fastball by Donovan Osborne. There is action in the Philadelphia bullpen. We'll get a name for you in a second. There's the pitch. There's a shot by Dalton. A mile high pop up in the infield. Ozzie Smith calls LC off. He makes the catch. Two down here in the top of the sixth. That'll bring up Pete Incaviglia. Incaviglia is 1-for-2 on the night with a stand-up double. He's batting 280. For the Phils, they're lined 2 runs on 5 hits and no errors. For the Cardinals, 6 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. Tom Osborne has now thrown his 100th pitch. So Incaviglia digs in the 0-0 pitch by Osborne. There's a shot by Incaviglia. It's a pop-up to shallow right field. Here comes Witten. Just misses the ball in foul territory. That ball spun foul awfully quickly. Witten had a long run. Just misses the ball. So Incaviglia's at bat has been breathed with new life. The count goes to 0-1 on Pete Incaviglia, the left fielder.
Boy, these stands sure filled up in a hurry here in the first few innings, Brian. We have a capacity crowd here in beautiful Busch Stadium.
Well, they love their Cardinals here in St. Louis. The 0-1 to Incaviglia. That just misses. The count goes to 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Change up. Ripped to third baseman Zeal. Zeal guns him down. Three up, three down. No man left on base. No hits and no runs. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Cardinals 6, the Phillies 2. Welcome back to Busch Stadium. Brian Mann and Joey Domino giving you all the play-by-play. The Cards come to bat. They've got a four-run advantage, 6-2. They did some damage in the bottom of the fifth. Let's see what they can't get off. Tommy Green's back on the mound. Here's the pitch to Bernard Gilkey. He tries a bunt. That's bunted foul right over the Cardinals' dugout. A nice grab by a fan. The count goes to 0-1 to Gilkey. Gilkey's 2-for-3 on the night, 4-for-10 in the series, so he's having a good series against the Phils.
Yeah, he got things started there in the fifth inning to give the Cardinals a 6-2 lead now.
Tommy Green sets the 0-1 pitch to Gilkey. Change up, misses outside. The count goes to 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, high for a ball. And there's going to be a pitching change for the Phils. We'll be right back at Busch Stadium. Welcome back to Busch Stadium. Mark Davis now on the mound for the Phillies. The count stands at 2-1 to Bernard Gilkey. There's the pitch, a check swing. The appeal to first base. And he's safe. The count goes to 3-1 on Bernard Gilkey. Mark Davis got roughed up just a little bit last night. He was credited with the win. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Bernard. There's a shot. That'll be a base hit to center field. Lenny Dykstra comes up, fields the ball cleanly. So Gilkey is a no-out base runner for the Cardinals. That'll bring on the wizard, Ozzie Smith. Smith 1-for-2 on the night with a walk.
I'll tell you what, Brian. This Mark Davis has never been the same since he won the Cy Young in San Diego in 1990. He came over the Royals a year later. He bounced around from the Braves to the Phillies, and he is still struggling here in the National League.
So Gilkey's at first. Kruk will hold him on. Holland's hugging the line at third. Both Morandini and Duncan at double play depth. And here's Davis's first pitch to Smith. Chops one down the third base side. Great play by Hollins. Flows over to Mickey Morandini. Wide, everybody's safe all around. A great stop by third baseman Dave Hollins, and Morandini was at second base. The throw was just a little wide. It would have been bang bang if it had been on time. So Gilkey is safe at second. Ozzie Smith will get an infield single. Runners at first and second, still nobody out. Mark Davis has dug himself in a hole very early on. Craig Jeffries up to bat, batting 333. He's 1-for-2 on the night with a walk. 4-for-10 in the series. The lefty Davis gets the sign from Dalton. Here's the nothing-nothing pitch. The curveball goes right down the middle of the plate. That brings the count to 0-1.
Not only has both clubs become fundamentally sound here in the sixth inning, but they've been doing some great defensive play. Two on the third base side, one by
Hollins,
and then another by the third baseman, Zeal for the Cardinals.
There's a shot. Hollins double play ball, tags third. He throws wide again to Kruk. So they get the force at third base, but Jeffries will be safe at first on a fielder's choice. So Dave Hollins has come up throwing two times in a row. His throws have been wide. Hopefully his wrist isn't bothering him. They could have had a double play. There's one out now. We're in the bottom of the sixth. The Cardinals up 6-2. Todd Zeal's been playing awfully well this series. Comes to bat. He's 1-for-2 with a walk on the night. 3-for-10 in the series. Of course, the big blow last night, a 3-run homer. Smith at second base. Jeffries at first. The nothing-nothing pitch to Zeal. The changeup misses high. The count goes to 1-0 to Todd. Eleven hits now for the Cardinals, just five for the Phillies. We're in the bottom half of the sixth. Davis gets the sign. The 1-0 pitch. Another beautiful changeup. Zeal just watched that one land in his gloves. Dalton barely had to move. The count goes to 1-1, one down in the bottom of the sixth. Ryan Mann along with Joey Domino here at Busch Stadium. Runners at first and second, one out.